Bernie Porn was with us yesterday. We had the opportunity to talk with Bernie. He, of course, is from Epic MRA. He's the president of that fine company. And yesterday we talked a little bit about the statewide survey on educational issues. Questions were addressed in yesterday's interview that focused on voter opinion and on current education policies. This morning's conversation with Bernie will focus on the results on public opinion concerning the quality of education in all their public schools as compared with their own local public schools, and about school taxes, funding, teacher pay, and benefits. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing just great. How about you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. What'd you learn?
Well, people view education in a global sense about it, most public schools much differently than they do their own local public school. 52% gave a negative rating to the quality of education in most public schools, but a 62% majority gave a positive rating to quality of education in their own local public schools. And when you look at the numbers and that, there's a difference, as there is in so many issues, between the take that partisan voters have, Democrats about the education quality in all schools are split, while independents and Republicans give a negative rating. But then on local schools, Democrats and Republicans are pretty even, and they're reading from the same sheet of music, and independents slightly less, between 64% and 58% saying that the quality of education in their schools is good. Voters, with all of the talk about taxes, they do not feel that the taxes that fund local public schools are too high. 33% say they're too high. 62% say that they're about right or too low, and that includes 55% saying about right, another 7% saying they're too low, and of course there's a partisan divide. 68% of Democrats, 63% of independents, and still a healthy 58% of all Republicans say that the taxes are about right or too low. On another topic, they feel that there's too little funding for their local public schools. 51% said that there's too little funding. 35% said there's about the right amount. And a lot of folks have been saying that there's too much funding in the local schools. They need to just cut back on their spending. But only 9% of voters in Michigan say that there's too much in funding for local public schools. And it's understandable why voters would think that, with all of the stories that are taking place, like right here in Lansing, with the cuts to public schools, and that same story is playing out around the state. So that's not surprising. On teacher pay and benefits, there's a lot of discussion and media attention to legislation dealing with teacher pay and benefits. And voters, as in the past, do not feel that teachers are overpaid or get too generous of benefits. 45% said that teacher pay is about right, and 44% said that teacher benefits are about right. On teacher pay, 32%, the next biggest percentage, said that pay is too little. That was reversed on the benefits. 28% said that benefits are too high, but that is a far cry from the kind of numbers that among some critics of education funding and teacher benefits would imply. I mean, the voters do not view the world the same way as those who want to limit teacher benefits.
We're talking with Bernie Porn from Epic MRA. They just released part two of polling results in public schools, education quality, school taxes, teacher pay and benefits, and other educational issues. There was a sample of 800 statewide folks with different backgrounds and different demographics. Bernie, before we let you go, what surprised you about this?
One thing that surprised me, we had a section where we asked about individuals and various groups, and the MEA, for all of the attention they've gotten as the largest teacher union, the public does not feel as negatively toward them as one would think. One group that has, I think, suffered in terms of their public image, over the last two polls, we've seen a significant slippage in the favorability rating for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. And when you think about over the past 6 months, 8 months, how much businesses have gotten in terms of tax breaks, at the same time, a lot of these folks who are voters are paying higher taxes. I think that that explains why there's 44% that now are undecided in terms of their opinion about the Michigan Chamber. Their favorable rating just over the past couple months went from 45 down to 31%, and they are not getting good press in terms of the people they represent and getting, I think, some fairly substantial tax breaks, and that is having an impact in terms of public perception.
All right, Bernie, we appreciate your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you kindly, Tony.